Gustav Mahler wrote songs, lots of songs, before he wrote a single symphony. The German song tradition lies at the very heart of Mahler's compositional craft. It is not an overstatement to say that Mahler's symphonies grow directly out of his songs. Now, we have already discussed, albeit all too briefly, Mahler's first completed work, Das Klagende Lied, the Song of Sorrow. Despite its orchestral interludes, Das Klagende Lied is just what the title says it is, an extended song of sorrow. Mahler, who, like so many sensitive, artistic, misunderstood young people, considered himself in his youth a poet, wrote the libretto himself. During lecture two, I mentioned that Mahler wrote a series of poems in 1884 in response to the end of his affair with the soprano Joanna Richter. Mahler almost immediately set four of these poems to music for voice and piano. Together, these songs constitute the song cycle entitled The Songs of a Wayfarer. Mahler's The Songs of a Wayfarer is modeled on Schubert's cycle Winterreise. In both works, the singer journeys from the scene of his rejection to find peace, or in Mahler's case, resignation, under a linden tree, as opposed to the song Under the Anheuser Busch. I kid you not, a turn of the 20th century American popular song by Harry von Tilzer, whose brother Albert wrote Take Me Out to the Ball Game in 1907. Back to Mahler, please, and the Songs of a Wayfarer. Mahler's poetry, the texts of the songs, is folk-like in sentiment and strophic in structure. The four songs trace an emotional progression as our jilted lover seeks to deal with his rejection. The first song deals with melancholy, grief, and frank self-pity. I cannot resist reading for you just the first verse of that song. And now I quote Mahler's poem, the text for song one. When it's my love's wedding day, joyous wedding day, I have my saddest day. In my little room I go, dismal little room, weep, weep for my beloved, and so forth and so on. Look, you get the picture. Not great poetry, and rather overblown and pathetic emotionalism. Now, the second song of the set, The Songs of the Wayfarer, is about denial. The third finally gives way to righteous indignation, and the fourth ends quietly and sadly on a note of resignation. We will focus on the second song, the deeply moving Ging heut morgen übers Feld, I walked this morning over the field. All right, Ging heut morgen übers Feld is a strophic song. There are four verses in the poem, and we will hear more or less the same music with important changes four times. Okay, I said this song was about denial. The singer, the jilted lover, turns to nature for solace and consolation. And initially it seems, at least, that he has managed to lose himself in nature, fresh and verdant. But slowly but surely, reality intrudes on his little Arcadian fantasy. The text goes like this. This morning I walked across the field, dew still hung on the grass. A merry finch said to me, hey, you there, good morning. Hey there, you. Isn't it a beautiful world? A beautiful world? Chirp, chirp. Beautiful and fleet, how I love the world. Even the bluebells in the field merrily rang their morning greetings to me. With their little bells, tingling, tingling, rang their morning greeting. Isn't it a beautiful world? Beautiful world? Tingling, tingling, pretty thing. How I love the world. Hey-ho! And right there in the sunshine, the world began to sparkle. Everything took on color and sound in the sunshine. Flower and bird, big and small. Good day, good day. Isn't it a beautiful world? Hey, you, don't you think so? Don't you think so? Beautiful world. So will my happiness now begin? So will my happiness now begin? No, no. Happiness, I feel, can never, never bloom for me. Now, please note, while we listen to the song, the sweet, rustic, almost folk-like spirit of the melody. Secondly, the hint of sadness that begins during the third verse as the speed, the tempo begins to slow and the music quiets. Thirdly, the bittersweet heartbreak of the fourth verse. In particular, the incredible sigh-like high note on Nimmer, never, never bloom for me. Love will never bloom for me. And lastly, the gentle and lonely solo violin at the conclusion that both weeps for the singer and stands as a metaphor for his singularity and loneliness. Mahler, Songs of the Wayfarer, number 2, Ging heute Morgen über das Feld, composed initially in 1884 and then orchestrated in 1896.